Hi everyone, it is take five, week two of this, and we've Levi Tierney back on the line, and he is our fitness guru, fitness expert and mental health advocate as well. Lovely to have you back, Levi. Thanks for taking the time.
Good morning, Ronan. How are things?
Not too bad at all. All good in the hood. Now, I think everybody has the legs walked off themselves since we spoke last week, so that is a good thing. The fresh air is in the lungs. Now let's get the mental space right. What should people be doing at the moment? Obviously, weather is still in a bit of a funny place at the moment. We're kicking into spring, lot of rain, lot of wind and everything else. Where should people be, or where should they bring their minds to at the moment?
Okay, so I've been discussing this with a lot of different people in private every day over the last few months. So we've got over 2 months gone in the year already, but there's a lot of people out there that maybe they're still struggling to get themselves going with their health and fitness. If they want to lose weight or change their diet, or they just want to get a bit fitter and healthier, but still struggling to get going. So there's some sort of a mental block that people need to overcome. Yeah. And just to give you a few examples on this. So most people have some type of false belief that's holding them back. Okay. So there's some sort of story that people are telling themselves that's preventing them to get going and to get moving. And just to give you a few ideas on this. So I've heard it over the last few weeks. People are saying, I'm too old to do it now. I'm too unfit to get started. I don't know what to do. I'm too busy with work or with family. I'm too heavy to do it. So lots and lots of different reasons, all sorts of different excuses, really, why they can't do it. But most of the time, none of these things are true. And when you actually get going and get moving, you'll realize that.
So I suppose it's the little devil sitting on your shoulder, kind of whispering in your ear, telling you all these things that you probably want to hear because you don't want the kickstart. You're kind of trying to come up with every sort of an excuse to not continue on with the health benefits, pretty much is what we're kind of saying, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And usually this is coming from some type of self-doubt or some type of fear that's holding people back. Okay. And people are really, really busy. You know, they're looking after people, or they're working in the community. They're busy with work. They're busy with their family. They're busy with their social life. So it's easy to kind of drift away from your self-care, drift away from the health and fitness routine, and you get stuck in a rut. And I think when people are stuck in a rut, and maybe the energy is not right, and the body doesn't really feel the same anymore, maybe the mind is not really the same anymore, then we get stuck in one of these false beliefs. And we need to challenge the thought, challenge the false belief to get back out of it and to get fitter, to get healthier, and to get moving again.
Yeah, I suppose it's a case of telling ourselves lies, which we're trying to fool ourselves along the way. Another thing, just before I finish up with you today as well, is I find that there's a lot of imposter syndrome after COVID, where we kind of lost a lot of confidence in ourselves because we were vulnerable. It was a time where we didn't know what was going to be around the corner. We were worried about our jobs. We were worried about our social life. We were worried about our children, worried about ourselves, our health and all that kind of an idea. I'd say could it have been something as well that was triggered by COVID, that we're just not as confident as people as we were?
100%. I was discussing this with someone a few days ago. I still don't think we realize the impact that the isolation of COVID had on us. And during that period, over that kind of two, almost 3 years, I think a lot of people got stuck with bad habits, with exercise, bad habits with their diet, maybe bad habits with alcohol. And people are still getting out of that negative, unhealthy cycle. So I think you're 100% on the money with that. People are still kind of getting back into routines, both physically and mentally, after the pandemic.
Right, okay. So I think the thing to take from this week is get rid of the devil on the shoulder whispering in your ear. Get the angel to sit on your shoulder and tell you to keep moving on, to believe in yourself, and to put the best foot forward, really, and stop telling yourself lies.
Yeah, that's it. Just start something small. Start something positive. You'll instantly feel better once you start going down a different path.
That's brilliant. Look at Levi, thank you so much indeed for that. And let's get the positive mental attitude going, okay? Thanks a lot.
Cheers, Ronan.